Good morning. Very big week at the movies, starting with a big one for Veterans Day. And that is an extraordinary retelling of one of the great naval battles in history. It's called Midway. It's got an all-star cast, including Woody Harrelson and Dennis Quaid, Ed Skrein, for once in his life, playing a good guy instead of a bad guy. And it is just very moving because you do get the big battle stuff. You do get the kind of the video game element, but it's really about the people involved. And you will be, as you should be, infinitely moved by the heroism and the determination of these people, many of whom are very, very, very young men. So I just thought it was great. Then we've got one called Last Christmas. Now, when I say Last Christmas, does a song pop into your head?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's because this movie features the music of George Michael, including a new song that's never been released before by him. And it's a romantic comedy with a kind of a bittersweet edge about a young woman who's recovering from a cataclysmic health event and just is very unsure of herself, her place in the world. There's some stuff in there about immigration. The movie takes place in London. It was written by Emma Thompson, by the way, who's, I think, the only person to get two Oscars, one for acting, one for screenwriting. And so she wrote this. She plays the young woman's mother. And Henry Golding from Crazy Rich Asians plays the love interest. I loved the music, and I thought the story was nice. It's not for everybody. The fact that they're releasing a Christmas movie the week after Halloween shows you that they want to get in ahead of everybody else. But, yeah, it's a nice little romantic comedy for date night. Then we've got one that I know a lot of kids are excited about. A lot of parents are not going to be quite as excited. It's called Playing with Fire, with John Cena as a smoke jumper. That's a very specialized kind of firefighter,
right,
who fights fires out in the mountains. And he becomes responsible for three kids. He's lived in the smoke jumper's outpost his whole life. He's never really interacted with other human beings before. And when he becomes responsible for these three kids, I think, I'm not spoiling anything to say, that he's horrified at first, and then chaos ensues, and then he finds himself really won over by them. I tried to keep track of what there was more of in the movie. Was it poop jokes, or was it John Cena taking his shirt off? It was kind of close. not a great movie for mom and dad, but the kids will enjoy all of the slapstick. You should know, however, that for younger kids, there are the firefighting scenes, and there are some sad things there about parents who are no longer around, and the failures of the foster care system. So be aware when you go to this movie. It's not all fighting fires. And then we get the sequel to what I think is the scariest movie of all time. And that is The Shining.
Wow.
So remember, Danny's not here, Mrs. Torrance. Danny has grown up. He's now Dan. And he, just as an older man who had the gift of reading minds, found him. He finds a girl who's got the gift. And, yes, they do end up back at the Overlook Hotel.
Oh.
Why would you go back?
Is that right?
No kidding. Oh, my goodness.
How many elevators full of blood do you want in your life? But Ewan McGregor is great, and it is deeply creepy. It's not a classic like the original, but it is very, very creepy. If you want something fun this weekend, we've got Hobbs and Shaw on DVD. And if you want something kind of interesting and literary, Ophelia, which is the story of Hamlet from the perspective of Ophelia. Coming up, we've got some great stuff, including Frozen 2 and the one I'm going to keep talking about from now to the end of the year, Tom Hanks playing Mr. Rogers. I promise you will love that movie.
Can't wait.
That's going to be awesome. And as always, folks, can check out your blog at moviemom.com.
That's right.